born, if you didn't know where he'd been born, you might ask, where does he from? Where did he from?
Well, that's a question. I asked him where he was born. I would ask him where he was born, but I would ask him which state he was from or something like that. That would be my question. I woke up and asked the man, and you were just trying to get acquainted. It might be a too personal question, you know.
He seemed logical
and a very smooth human man. I said, that's where he's born from. He might want to tell me which state he's born in. Here, which county.
Yeah.
What's that? You're going to leave a lot of open space in there. You have to contact, I mean, if you come to you and you're around, you do it.
Yeah, I can see. If you have eyes that are working properly, you can
see.
Okay. Or if you were talking to a person, you might say, I hope to, using that word,
I hope to
see you again.
All
right. You might say, I hope we'll see a lot of you.
Each other.
Okay, because we have
very understanding.
All right, what if the person had not been around in a good while? You hadn't been around him in a good while. You might say, we have so little of you lately.
Well, there's a word now, which we come back to Mr. Bryan, he's been in Cambodia. I haven't seen the years, and so Clayton says, a long time I don't see.
Yeah. A lot of people say that. The opposite of to take off is to...
It depends on what the driver flies.
Like a coat. Instead of taking off your coat, you...
Put on.
All right. If somebody asks you if you are able to do something, they might say, can you that? Mm. Can you what? That's right.
Can I do so and so?
Yeah. And you might say, well, sure I can do it. I've all my life.
Yeah. Right.
The opposite of something is
nothing.
Okay. If somebody came up to you and said, well, Mr. what's new? You might kind of shake your head and say, there's not anything new at all. It's just
not very good news, not very bad news.
Okay. Then I might say to you, oh, come on now, there must be. And then the opposite of...
Some news.
Yeah. How long have you and Ms. been living in this house?
Something like, I think, almost 10 years.
Okay. People, if a person is scared of horses, and you ask them why they're scared of horses, they might say, well, about 5 years ago,